Megan Caper of megancaper.com, thank you so much for joining me, and tell us about yourself and tell us your quick tip.
Yeah, thanks for having me. So I am Megan Caper. I'm a medical intuitive. So I help people who either haven't gotten a clear diagnosis or have gotten a diagnosis but aren't getting the relief or help they need from traditional treatment to find out what's really going on with them and get to the root cause of their disease. So that's what I do. I've been in business doing this full time for about 2 years. I've been doing it. It was my side hustle for years and years. And so the quick tip I'd have for people who are just starting out is to talk to your clients or your potential clients. Do some market research. It is one thing to sort of sit in your living room and try to think of something to create that people would want. It is a whole other thing to go out there and actually talk to people and find out what they want is one good thing. So A, find out what service they're looking for so you can actually provide it. And B, find out how they are talking about their problems. That's the other huge part of market research, is if you can actually use the language that your clients are using in your marketing and your copy, it makes all the difference in the world, because then people read your copy and go, oh my God, that's me, because it is them. You've actually taken their words out of their mouth and turned it into your copy, which makes it really, really easy. It also gives you all this information you can use to write different blog posts or do different podcasts about. If you ask them, what are you struggling with? There's a topic for a blog post. And if you also ask them, what's the ideal solution you want? There's, again, both services you can create and provide for them. You can provide that solution, and also copy language you can use for your marketing too. Is, you know, if you book my service, it will get you this, this, and this, which are the things that they want, right? So it can be a little scary to ask people to talk to you. I know that for me anyway, when I first started out, it was sort of, you know, like, oh gosh, I'm asking people this huge thing, like, you know, to give me their time or, you know, whatever. It can feel scary, but honestly, people are happy to help. Most people really, really want to help other people. So just remember that. Remember that people are kind and want to help. Mm-hmm. And also, it's one of those things too that it seems so scary when you first do it, but the more times you do it, you're like, eh, this isn't scary anymore. So yeah, I would just say keep doing market research. Check in with your people or your potential people and find out what they want. That is the best way to design services that you know they're going to buy and be happy to pay for.
That is all so crucial, especially when it comes to the marketing, having their language, not your industry jargon, to give back to them. I love it. Thank you so much. That is such a great tip.
Yeah, you're welcome.
1,000 times yes to all of this quick tip. Knowing our messaging and doing our research, talking to our clients is so, so important. If you need to be doing some market research and you don't know how, or maybe you did the market research, but now you don't know what to do with that information, I encourage you, jump over to my website and schedule a strategy jam session. It's $97 for 90 minutes of one-on-one coaching, plus an action plan and a follow-up call to make sure that what we talked about is actually working for you. So caseyjordan.com/strategyjam. Let's get your market research done and figure out what we can do with that information. Also, be sure to come back next Tuesday. I do a full interview with Megan and we talk about her journey to becoming a medical intuitive. And it is a very interesting conversation. Hop on over to the Instagrams. Let me know what you think of today's tip. Catch you later.